You're listening to the Laugh Factory Podcast Network. For more shows, visit the podcast page at laughfactory.com.
It's the After Laugh, After Laugh. Welcome to the After Laugh, After Laugh, After Laugh. After Laugh, man. Go ahead, pull up a chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Yes. Hey, guys. Welcome to the After Laugh. It's been a long time. Tommy's talking about singing. Listen to my voice.
I can sing.
I can't sing.
What I do for love.
Let me hear. That sounds pretty good.
Here's the thing. I just want to get to the point where I can comedy sing in a way that is fun for everyone.
Give me an example of a song that does that.
Like, I'm writing music right now that's comedy music. Okay, two people. Luke Knoll and Morgan Jay are guitar comics. Like, they bring their guitar on stage, and they have really good voices.
Yeah.
They can, like, really sing.
Who's the Filipino guy? J.P. Guzman or something? Anyway, he's
probably
also good.
I'm not sure. But I think if you're going to do musical comedy, the music has to be good.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you're... And, like, I'm close... You know, I'm where I can sing in a way that doesn't hurt people.
Yeah.
Because if you sing bad, it hurts.
Yes.
Like, it hurts to listen to.
Yeah. To sing well, you just need to have the pitch has to match the music.
For sure.
And you need to, so you need to be on key. And that's kind of it, man. Because the truth is, the only thing where the real distance happens is when you hear something who's off key, then you're like, ugh.
I can be on key, but I think it's like a tone thing, too. Like, some people have a really pleasing vocal sound, and some people, even if they're dead on pitch, it's something...
Yeah, their tone isn't good.
It's like, I don't like this. Yeah. You don't sound great.
I think I have a pleasing tone. I just can't. I can't match key at all.
Yeah. Maybe we should combine.
I can kind of do a nice little thing.
Oh, and that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I can sing like...
But can you do it soft? Can you do like Childish Gambino type of thing?
Daylight. I guess you would call it like a falsetto head voice. Uh-huh. But the good shit is like, ooh, like from their chest.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting those chest notes high... Mm. It's very difficult. You got to blend it in there, and it's a skill.
Like
it's
Steve Perry and Journey.
Yeah, it is a journey.
Those high notes.
I'm fooling around with that at the moment.
Well, Tommy, I feel like I haven't seen you in months now.
I know. It's been too long.
I bribed him with a computer program to get him over here.
It's true.
It's nice.
I do respond to bribery if anyone out there is looking for favors.
So I always want to do a cultural roundup with you. But the problem is with you, Tommy, is you're so afraid to talk about anything that's going on in the world.
Cultural roundup. I talk about things.
But the main thing that you don't want to talk about is the main thing that's in the news. Fine. Let's talk about this then. The Mandalorian.
Okay. I've been watching.
My personal feeling is that the Star Wars universe, can a universe, I know mathematically and physically and universes will end, right? Our universe will end.
Okay.
Why can't the Star Wars universe end? Why can't they just let it go? Why can't it just exist as a thing that happened, look at this IP, and leave it there? Because the more they're dragging this shit out...
The more watered down,
yeah. And the more integrity is lost, and the more the IP just becomes a joke.
Yeah, that's true to an extent.
Because look at it this way, before I finish.
Okay.
So if you connect it with something like the Disney universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Disney universe is anything.
Yeah, it's too big.
It fits a certain mold.
It doesn't mean anything.
You know, it can be in Norway, it can be in Spain, it can be... The stories... You could take any story and make it a Disney story in the Disney universe, and it just... All it means is
the vibe.
There's an orphan and some bitch who's lonely and some guy who's on a quest.
Uh-huh.
And you got a story.
Sure.
So... But the Star Wars universe... And I know it's... It feels like you have to completely do a refresher on all the rules of every fucking... planet and solar system and these people and those people and all the words and all the shit, and then you bring in, you know, start doing these celebrity actors doing cameos in the Star Wars universe. It's such a weird collision of ideas.
It almost feels like an SNL sketch.
Yes.
of the Star Wars universe.
And we talked about that, like Bill Burr. I mean, we're both Bill Burr fans, but I didn't need to see Bill Burr in that fucking show.
No.
Because to watch Bill Burr, hey, what's going on, man? What are we doing? You got that little green thing. What's he about? It's like some sort of like baby. That's cool.
That's how I feel when I see him in Breaking Bad, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I guess it's fine if that's like who he is. And I didn't mind him in Breaking Bad. I don't think he's a terrible actor. But
I think
at the same
time,
Bill
Burr.
He's a good Bill
Sometimes
Burr.
Sometimes you want Bill Burr in the story, so you just bring him in.
Yeah, God. But like, it's almost like he should be playing himself. He's like Billy Zane. Just
well,
have Billy Zane play Billy Zane. Help Bill Burr. But when he comes in, it's like, oh, his name is... Don't give him a different name. Call him Bill. And then Lizzo comes on. And
I haven't seen the latest.
God damn
is this the latest episode?
I think it's the latest or last week.
I could have so easily watched it this week,
oh,
but
God
I didn't. Also, I've been watching all of Disney Plus in Spanish. So I've been watching all of Mandalorian.
Why are you trying to learn Spanish so bad?
I don't know. I want
Your
to travel.
Your girl's not Spanish, huh? Oh, you want to travel so you can walk around and say more than ¿Dónde está el baño?
I'm getting pretty good.
Yeah?
Like, I can have full conversations now.
Really?
Pretty comfortably.
I want to watch that happen. I want to test you.
And next, I'm going to try and learn Portuguese. I want to like travel all of South America for like 6 months.
Why would you learn Portuguese?
So I can go to Brazil.
Oh, that's a good point.
Here's the thing. I love South America based on the research I'm doing. And I love soccer. And I love jiu-jitsu, obviously.
And you love dark girls.
I do.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You just got canceled for saying that, by the way. You're not allowed to say you like dark. That's a form of racism.
No, I think you can say that.
You can?
I think you can say that. You can't say I only like dark girls because that's fetishism.
Hey, it didn't hurt De Niro.
Oh, did he say that?
No, De Niro only
De Niro's old.
Dates black women his whole career.
Oh, really?
He's only dated black women.
Yeah. I don't know.
My really good friend.
I think you're allowed to love black women. I think that's encouraged.
But if that's like my good friend, TV star, he's got a fit. He only dates black women. It's the only thing he's really attracted to. And
yeah.
But he can't. I mean, he dates them. You see
it's
that.
Creepy
but he can't publicly
if you talk
say
about
that.
It like
yeah,
that.
If you talk about it.
You're allowed to do it, though.
That's like a lot of things in this country, man. You can do it. Just don't talk about it.
Yeah. That is a lot of things in this country.
Yeah. So I've been...
I think as long as you're not being creepy about it, if you're, you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
There's a vibe.
How is it creepy about
dating
black women?
There's a vibe in the sand. Like, if you're being like...
Oh yeah, like blah, 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 you know,
that's
I don't
creepy.
Even, okay, Tommy,
if you're
what?
Making it like over a race thing in a weird way,
okay. In what world am I walking around going like, oh yeah, Kool-Aid to some black one? What are you talking about?
Well,
what's creepy about?
What I'm talking about. You wouldn't want to
yeah,
say that,
but what? Okay, but in a realistic world setting,
no,
how
are
would
you do
creepy
that.
Hitting on black women only?
If no, you're not. But if you're always just talking about it, you know what I mean. Like, you know when it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think black women know when it's weird.
Well,
like,
I do.
What the fuck? This guy is looking at me like not a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're dating people and they all happen to be black, that's dope.
Oh, okay, that's an interesting
But if you're
point.
Just, if you're singling it, if you're hunting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's weird.
You just coincidentally only fall in love with black women.
Yeah, if you're just open and then, like, that's just your vibe, then more power to you. But don't be... Don't be hunting, you know what I mean? That shit's weird.
Well, hunting in
it's
general
a vibe.
Is
it's
weird,
a vibe.
Right? It's a vibe. God damn, your generation, man. Just excusing creepy behavior with words like, it's a vibe.
No, I'm not excusing. I'm condemning with the word, it's a vibe.
I don't know.
Because you'll meet people and you'll be like, nah.
Well, let me say this.
And then you'll meet people and be like, yeah.
I do a show called Quake's House with Earthquakes Radio Show.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like the number one show on Sirius, right?
Yeah.
And I get to be the macadamia nut and the cookie sometimes, right?
So, okay, that's fun.
And it's great. It's great. He saw me at Chocolate Sunday. He said, man, I want you to do my radio show. I've done it like maybe 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
Don't get paid. It's 4 hours out of my day.
But it's
demographic
a vibe.
But it's a vibe. Well, I have to play into the... I feel like I have to play into the fact...
Well, you're the white boy.
A, that, but B, I'm the white boy who likes black women.
Hell yeah.
Because they have to give me a... They have to give me some sort of...
You gotta have an in. Yeah.
Yeah. Some sort of label. Like, oh, he'd be tearing up these black women. Like, well, you know...
Tearing up is a lot.
Yeah, let's take it down a notch, but yeah. Yes, I do.
But hey, no, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
So that's the... So now I'm thinking, like, man, I gotta, like... I got to bring a black woman to the show to show my bona fides.
Yeah, okay. But,
so you have to have whatever your thing is. If you're not, if you're a black guy in that show,
yeah,
you can just sit there and just be like, yeah, man, you know, the other day I was with my girl, we was chilling, and you could just talk, say anything.
Yeah.
But as a white guy, I have to like have some sort of,
you almost have
proof of life.
You need like a fucking resume or something.
Yeah, I need to be like, this is why I'm here, because I look like I just got out of a January 6th meeting, but I like black women.
Yeah.
Right?
Or, in a non-creepy way.
I'm still not getting what you're... No, because you know, so every time there's like an attractive black guest on, female guest on.
Yeah. So you try to Mac?
I'm Mac.
On the show?
Mac on the show.
All right.
I don't mean it.
Yeah.
Like the one girl I was flirting with, like, she was like, you know, I need a man who's da 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 da. And I was like, and then like, I was just like, a man who da da da. And I was like, hey, what's up? You know, just like that.
Sure.
You know, just, and everyone laughs.
That's fun. Thing.
It's fun. Yeah, it was creepy.
Okay.
But after the show, she DM'd me and she goes, just so you know, I'm in a relationship. I'm like, oh shit. I didn't even actually.
Yeah, whatever.
Ask her out, but she had to feel the touch, which is, I'm like, oh wow, I guess I was. Now, of course, I would date any woman. I don't have any.
You know what's funny?
What?
I almost think that means she kind of fucks with you. If she didn't feel, she wouldn't have said anything.
Maybe.
But she wanted to DM you a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what that says to me.
But I don't, let me put it this way.
Why'd she DM you?
Let me tell you this, though.
There was no need to do
but
that.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah, okay.
Let me tell you this. This is a hot take right here.
Okay.
If you're a black comic with a following,
uh-huh,
and a little bit of fame,
mm-hmm,
and a little bit of, you know, sort of sway in the black community,
okay,
you can only date a white guy on the DL.
A white guy?
Yeah. You're not going to be fucking... A powerful black woman
is not going to be dating a
white guy unless it's like
on the deal. Okay, I hear you.
A white guy, me dating a badass black woman, I'd be like, yo, this is my girl. That gives me like, look, I mean, back
I
to Burr. Look at the credits
couple...
given Burr. It's given Burr like a certain amount of leeway in everything he says. Married to a black woman. You have to admit. It's given him
sure.
a sense of like, okay,
it changes the context a little bit.
He's a dad, and he's married to a black woman. These are jokes. If he was doing that Elvis bit, I was hanging with my white girlfriend, and we were talking about Elvis. That's a completely different joke.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
Well, it makes... He wants to talk about some issues that are adjacent to the black community, and he has, like, a conversational in for his stand-up.
Yes.
Right? I'm not going to act like that doesn't exist, where he's like, this came up, and of course it came up because 50% of my life is spent with a black woman, so
yeah.
I'm having a lot of these conversations organically.
Yes,
it's not course. Like he's searching for the topic, which would come off different.
Yeah.
It's like, this is all coming up organically in my life because I have to deal with these issues.
Yeah.
And it's true.
So I feel that is my only way to stay in the show, is to say that I like black women, I'm attracted, and kind of like flirt with the black female guests a little bit.
Okay.
Even though I think
on the context of being on a radio show where everybody's kind of like playing a role, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, then the booker will try to like be, hey, you date black women, like after like I'm like, yeah, and he goes, here's my girl, and he'll like set me up in their Instagram.
He set you up with girls?
And it's just like, and I'm just like, that sounds so dicky. Yes, I like black women. I like really, really hot women.
Yeah.
Who
generally,
are black.
Generally
just
hot women.
Generally hot women.
Yeah, I feel the same
black
way.
Black or white, the man. So now that you're dating a black woman, Tommy.
Okay.
And you got street cred for once in your life.
I don't know about that.
Do you feel that that's what you look at now? Like when you walk down the street, you're like, maybe you're looking at women that you
wouldn't
look
at
before?
I would say whoever you're with, you're looking at.
That makes sense.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Only because I feel like your Mac game is a little bit tuned to wherever you're getting the most practice.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're with a blonde girl from Ohio,
yeah,
and you meet another blonde girl from Ohio, you already know the steps a little bit.
She's gonna do that thing with her tongue.
Yeah, I don't know about that specific, but you for sure, like oh, the she gonna hit me with the Ohio corn twister. You know what I mean? Every girl from Ohio.
Oh, the corn twister. They all know the corn twister.
Everybody from Ohio knows about the move, you know? But
By the way, speaking of that, I was thinking about like why men want to bang so many women.
Yeah, what's wrong with us? What's fucking wrong with me?
Okay. Don't be such a narcissist. It's every fucking guy. Calm down. Well, I'm so tortured with my
fucking
balls.
But I don't care about other guys. I want to fix me.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why it is.
Because I got a beautiful woman, but I feel in my soul that I'm still thirsty. And then what's wrong with me?
First of all, I think that's okay to be a little bit thirsty. It's okay. You're a man. It's your balls. Your balls are... Have you ever taken a video of your balls?
No. A video of my balls?
Everyone,
listen. You're saying they move around?
Have you ever seen this? I think we talked about this in the earlier podcast. If you take a video of your balls are always like, it's like T2 ectoplasm. Like, they're like moving around. They're like, they literally never, you could be sleeping all night and someone take a video and your balls are just like this.
And it's not just that they're moving around physically, they're moving around emotionally in your brain. Like if you did an MRI of your brain, there would be some balls in there too.
Yeah, 100%. So my point is, and your balls, all they want to do is make a baby.
Oh.
Right?
And not just one baby. I want a baby in every country.
Yeah.
In every state.
Yep.
In every room.
Yep. You want to make a small world with your balls.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's just what it is. So first of all, accept that and be okay with that. That's part of being a man.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson has this great idea. This is you'll like this, Tommy, too.
Sure.
I think we talked about this before.
He has a couple things that are cool.
Jordan Peterson, he's a very smart man. He's emotional. He cries sometimes. Anyway,
he's smart until he's crazy, and then he's smart, and then he's crazy. And you know, you never know what you're going to get.
He doesn't look like he has a lot of fun, I'll say that.
No. Like, he seems burdened by his own mind.
I've never seen him, like, start laughing and lose control and, like, double over and be like, I can't, well, give me a minute. Anyway.
And I think he's obsessed with comedians, and I think that is because, to
he's
some
on the
extent,
spectrum.
He for sure probably on the spectrum, and also he kind of lives in a world of absurdism.
Yeah.
And he can't, and every once in a while.
I enjoy that comedy. It's very comedic.
Every once in a while, he'll pull something kind of really profound, but then sometimes he'll say things that are just big words smushed together, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What did he say this time, though? Because sometimes he hits the nail.
Which I thought was very profound. He was like, and I feel like I've talked to you about this, there's nothing courageous about not fighting if you're someone who's weak and doesn't know how to fight. That's not courage. All these Silver Lake fucking cucks who walk around like, hey man, peace, and fucking ponytails and yoga class and all that shit, and they don't want to engage. They like, hey man, they back off. Da, da.
Yeah.
They can't fight.
For sure.
Right? So them
so
not fighting
that
involves
I wouldn't call that bravery, but I would call it intelligence.
Okay. I'm talking about an extreme situation.
Situations you see all the time.
I mean, you see this shit all the time. It hasn't happened to me yet.
If you must fight, you got to fight.
A situation where, like, you see someone, like, getting beat the fuck up in the subway, and everyone's just sitting there with their phones recording it. That's what I'm talking about. So, but to have...
Cowardice, intelligence.
But this is my point. If you're someone who can really fight, and I don't put myself in that category, by the way.
Yeah.
I definitely in the upper echelon of that category.
Because you don't know striking. I'm fucking with you.
I can strike. I'll fucking knock you out right now, motherfucker. Anyway, so... No, I can strike. But the point is, fuck you, I can strike. I can kick. I can strike. I do it all. So I'm in the upper category of humans with that, right?
Hell yeah.
But I'm... So for me to not fight and for me to, like, hone that in and not be aggressive and beat people up as a dick...
Yeah.
...involves a little bit of self-control, right? And self-control is also an aspect of courage as well, right? So there's... So my point is, if you really know how to fight and never fighting involves courage. Not knowing about it and not fighting is just, you're just a fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Does that make sense?
Okay, let me tweak that. I would say courage is an interesting word.
Maybe
to call
courage
it.
Is not the right word.
I would attribute courage to if your masculinity is challenged in a way that makes you feel insecure and embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
but you recognize that fighting is not the right thing to do. And it is only your ego that is driving you to defend your own masculinity in this situation.
Yeah.
Walking away does take courage.
Yeah.
Because to walk away means to leave behind a room full of people who may think less of you as a man.
Absolutely.
And that takes courage.
Yeah. And those are the people who do that, who can, like my jiu-jitsu master.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 6-stand black belt. I'm like, you must have so... He grew up in the slums of fucking Rio. I'm like, you must have
badass
stories. He's like, nah, never had in a fight. And I was like, well, come on, man. And he, you know, told me a story about some guy was driving crazy and cut him off and blah, 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 blah. And Marcus, his little fucking Yugo, goes, weep, gives a little honk. And the guy's like, gets out of his car, comes up, says, fuck you, motherfucker. Hits on his window, like...
Yeah.
Wait till it was clear. And then he drove away. And I was like, you didn't want to kick his ass? He's like, for what?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget this. He goes, in any situation, you have an opportunity to leave. And if you don't have an opportunity to leave and you stay, you better have a good fucking reason to stay.
Yeah.
And that reason cannot be your ego. And it cannot be your insecurity. I think it's the same thing. The same thing applies to men with women and dating and sex and all this shit. Look, I'll say right here, I don't care, Tommy. You know me well enough. I'm not out there. I'm not out in these streets trying to fucking peacock and shit.
Uh-huh.
I can fuck people up and I can fuck. Two things I know.
Nice.
Right?
That should be the name of the podcast.
So when I go out, when I go after a girl,
uh-huh,
and she rejects me now?
Yeah.
Does it hurt? Of course it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking human
being.
You're
missing out.
But am I like, fuck you, bitch? No. Like the way I was in my 20s and 30s where mm-hmm. I get mad and I would like give her the cold shoulder. And I'll be honest with you, I made a play at a fucking server at the Laugh Factory.
Oh no,
which
Bill.
I never do.
Smart. That's a bad idea.
But I went in.
Dang.
I went. I shot my shot.
That's.
And she gave me. And she, I got the. I, first, I thought she was interested.
Uh huh.
And then she just kind of gave me the fucking like, I'm tired type of thing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe she knows cool. It's a bad move too.
I was like, cool. I was like, that's great. I was like, either way, it's a matter. We're going to be friends.
There's some cuties out there.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so, like, that's like the sirens to me.
So now the point is this. 10, 15 years ago, before I knew who I was in the world, maybe mm-hmm. before I had kids and I don't know, whatever, I would feel that even if she showed everyone at the Laugh Factory our screenshots and said, look at this fucking guy, like, I truly don't care.
That's a powerful place to be.
Because
that's
I don't,
really good.
I'm not sending dick pics. I'm not being inappropriate. I'm trying to hang out with this chick.
My and girl asked for a dick pic and I said no.
Good call.
Because I just... First of all, I don't want to have a whole photo shoot. Second of all, you know what it looks like, girl.
Yeah, you can do the Neil Brennan move, is send a picture from the internet and be like, mine is similar underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is, it's the same thing with fighting. Like, I've had people wanting to get out their car, particularly in the cars, dude. People with road rage. The fact that people will fight each other because of a traffic light.
Crazy how people
it's
get
bananas.
It's never about the traffic light. People are going through it.
It speaks to such a God. I was in Florida for Disney World. We can talk a little bit about Disney World. The driving in Florida is the worst place I've been in America.
Agree, by the way.
100%.
In North Carolina, we have a whole meme when somebody cuts you off, you look at the license plate, it's always Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not just bad in Florida, they take their shit all over the country on tour.
Yeah, they're fucking... Because it's a combination of really old people
uh-huh.
who drive crazy and then young fucking like rich hotshots with all
on
that
cocaine.
Fucking... On cocaine.
Yeah.
And that's a... So people are driving, like, they're, like in L.A., at least it makes sense. You want to get to the left lane and drive fast. That's what you want to do. And then people stop and start because everyone's on their phone, they're texting their agent, like, when am I getting my audition? So it's, like, stop and start, but everyone's trying to get left. In Florida, they'll take four lanes over to the right, then back to the fuck, you're like, what the fuck is happening? I almost got in, like, four fucking fights just driving in Florida in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I was going through some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to fuck somebody up. But then you go like, what am I doing?
It's scary how our emotions will manifest themselves on the highway.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get in the car with one of your homies and everything seems cool. And then it's like, and you're like, yo, hey, yo, is everything good, bro?
Yeah. You can tell a lot about someone by the way they drive.
Ugh.
You can tell. You know what?
Like, what are you proving to
me? Let's make it even more. Let's make a theory about it right now. I think you can learn everything about some by the way they drive.
Okay.
If you're a guy who drives really fast all the time, you're really impatient all the time.
Yeah.
You honk your horn. First of all, I almost never honk my horn.
Nah.
Right? Uh-uh. If you're that guy, you probably fuck like a jackrabbit and come back.
I honk my horn if someone is about to hurt me. Like if they're moving towards me and they don't know.
Yeah.
I honk my horn as a tool. Or if someone honks at me, that triggers me.
Oh.
If you honk at me, I'm honking back. Doesn't matter. Does not matter the context. If I am in the wrong and you honk at me, I'm honking back, and I cannot help myself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I'm so cool until that, for some reason, when I'm getting honked at, I see red. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. When I don't really drive. I mean, I drive fast because you want to get places.
I don't drive
fast because I want to hear people hear my muffler.
I drive slow because my car is so shitty that if I push it.
Yeah.
Also, my brakes were kind of fucked up for, 3 years, so I just didn't believe that I could slow down for a while, and then changed my driving forever.
You had a Fred Flintstone-style stop.
Every time I hit the brakes, it would go for, a solid 2 or 3 years, and I've never driven the same. I do not get close to the back of cars.
Oh, I never do that.
Yeah.
I never tailgate at all.
And other friends, I feel their brakes, and I'm like, you should spend 2 years with my old brakes.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it'll scare the shit out of you.
Like, I think I'm a good driver at my reaction times. I don't get in wrecks, but I don't really use turn signals. So in life, that means I don't wear condoms. I think it's a similar
yeah.
mentality.
And I always signal, and I always wear condoms.
You and your girl, you're still wearing condoms?
Yeah.
That is so... Well, here I am.
I mean, every once in a while we don't. I'm going to be honest. But...
Whoa, Tommy. Crazy.
But that's stupid. That's so stupid.
What do we do?
Oh, God. It's so dumb. But...
Why is it dumb?
Well, okay. She has this app that tells her
She's not on birth control.
No.
Okay.
She has this app that tells her when it's least likely that she'll get pregnant. And so sometimes...
Least likely isn't very encouraging.
In those windows, we will use the old pull-out method.
They'll pull out. And also...
If we're caught up in the passion of it all.
What about breakfast in bed?
Nah, I don't do that. I don't fuck with eating in the bed.
I'm talking about the morning after pill, no?
That's hilarious.
The morning after... I wish I could claim credit. That's a Dale Tosh joke.
That's hilarious. yeah, we've done that once or twice, but that's not a good habit.
No, it fucks with her.
It's uncomfortable, yeah.
So this has been breakfast. So you've been with this girl for how long now, Tommy?
Fuck. Exclusive or total?
Exclusive.
Exclusive, about 8 months, total over a year.
Oh, wow, man. That's pretty pretty impressive. Summer's coming in LA. You're not feeling a little antsy.
You know what's fucked up? I actually really... She has so many qualities that are awesome. She's really, really good. I have no complaints about her.
No complaints.
But I still feel the urge to spread my seed across this great wide world.
That's because you've gotten total... You got your balls that are always moving.
I'm a young man.
They're trying to fucking... They're like, come on, let's get out there in the world.
They're telling me to go. They're telling me to go.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, you do. That's fine. So for you to be a courageous person means that you have the urge.
But I don't.
And you don't do it. That's my point.
Thank you. And I think men do need credit for that.
Yes.
I think we need credit every month. Thank you.
Yeah, the challenge
is... For not cheating on me.
The challenge... it used to be...
And
I remember one time, there's a comic that said this to me. Well, I'm whatever I say. Mike Lenoci. He's got his own problems he's dealing with, obviously, right now. But Mike Lenoci said to me, he's like, hey, man, you get girls. This is I don't know, 5 years ago.
You get girls.
But to me, I'm going I'm in my 40s, dude.
Yeah.
What do you... Do I get girls? What is that comment? It was just such a weird thing. I'm like, I guess if you're 24... And meanwhile, he was in his mid-35 or something saying that shit. I'm like, what do you mean, do I get... It's such a bizarre fucking thing. Do I get girls? So what does that mean, that I get girls? Do I have game? Can I pick up girls?
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
But it was such a weird... it just struck me as like a weird vestigial thing in society. Like, is getting girls still a thing? The challenge is not to get girls. Isn't the challenge not to get girls? Isn't the challenge in your life is to have a fucking mission, to suffer as a man, suffer in silence, provide for a family, and not get girls?
That is the mission.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. That is the most honorable path. Is the path of the fucking Jedi.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, what was the question?
Because the Jedi don't fuck, but the Jedi could fuck. You see them lightsabers, how they turn on.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel. That is, when I get, honestly, when I, it's only been the past, like, maybe, well, it's actually been a long time. But when women turn me down, I literally feel like it's your fault. It's your loss.
Yeah. And it's also like, to be a true sexual Jedi.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. That's what you're looking at right here, Tommy.
You do have to be like, without desire, like we discussed.
Mm-hmm. The Tao of Steve.
And it
be
is.
Be excellent and leave.
Be excellent and leave. And if someone turns you down and you are completely without desire and you're like, okay, and you leave.
Yeah.
Someday they may come back to you.
And even if they don't come back to you.
Who cares? I'm Buddha, baby.
Yeah, you're Buddha. Even if they don't come back to you, A, that. And B, like, when they talk about you.
Yeah.
Or when they think about you, they're not going to be like, oh, I rejected this guy. He was like, whatever, bitch. We'll see ya.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah.
And men do it all the time.
So much.
Let me tell you a story. Friend of the podcast.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'll say her name. This girl that you know I know her.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
So she's telling me that she's been going on these dates. She's a very beautiful woman. She's like 32.
Hell yeah. Gang, gang.
And she's with these like loaded guy. Anyway, she went on a date with this guy. And he invited her. He goes, I got courtside tickets to the Lakers. He got that type of money.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do girls give a fuck about Laker tickets? Or is it just cool that it's an event?
It's an event. You get to be TV, maybe. You get to be in front. Like, no, they shouldn't give a shit about basketball.
But it's more of a demonstration of wealth.
Demonstration.
And look what I can bring into the world.
He's got a suite. There's the food. There's all the shit.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Cool.
So I think any girl would want to do that fucking shit, right? So
yeah.
He invited her. They'd been on a few dates. Maybe they'd fooled around, made out. I don't think they'd had sex. And he asked, and she said,
taking it slow.
You know what? I'm not really, I don't know if I see this relationship going forward for me, and I would feel bad going. So she like said that.
Ooh.
In a very nice, I was like, thank fucking God.
I'm great.
I said, Olivia, I go, great Olivia, move. That is a very fucking cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the fact
you're
that...
You're not playing with him. You're not stealing from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's incredible. So...
Honesty.
And then meanwhile, this guy's friend texts her and goes like, why did you do this to my friend? Now, these are people that are 30. They're like 35 years old.
Grow
why did
up.
You do this? Like, come on. Like, you know, you kind of let him on a little bit and blah, blah, blah. Like,
opposite.
What the fuck? I was like, first of all, that guy's a fucking loser. I don't care how much money they have. They're
town.
Fucking bozos. I said, what you did is so fucking cool. Because I have a corollary story that between it just fucking happened, and I've never told anyone.
Okay.
So there's a young lady.
Hell yeah.
Legal. Calm down. But she's like, you know, late 20s, right?
Late 20s, yeah, sure. Barely legal, late 20s.
She's legal.
Yeah.
She's definitely on the, yes, young for me. Late 20s is young
for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, your age is a little too young for me. I'd feel bad fucking
I think
you,
post-27, you can kind of... It is what it is.
Yes, yeah, so it's right there.
Unless you're fucking 60, then they better be in their 30s.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. So...
Once a woman's in her 30s, she's not a little girl, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
we stop?
So we're almost talking about, you know, almost a 20-year age difference,
yeah, okay,
maybe.
Okay.
15-year, whatever. So, but I've known her. I've known her for, like... I met her when she was 25, right?
Okay. So you groomed her.
I groomed her at 25.
Yeah.
Careful, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
So anyway,
give it a couple years.
We kind of like hooked up and blah blah blah. We hit, you know, whatever. And it was cool. And she was dating guys. She'd ask me advice. We were in my head. We're friends.
Nice.
My head. We're friends. We've talked about stuff. I'm in Disney World. Disney all day with my daughter.
Okay.
She knows my daughter. Oh, it's so cute. Blah blah. I say, hey, I'm in town. You want to hang out? Yeah, I wanted to watch the Tampa Bay Lightning game, hockey.
Oh, interesting.
And this is something I would say. I feel like I should take Andrew Tate's place because I feel like I have a little bit of Andrew Tate sensibility with also just like
common sense.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So
Andrew Tate needed that shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But that's also why he blew up, because he's...
Yeah, I know.
The people who blow up can't shut the fuck up.
They can't shut the fuck up.
And then they end up in fucking Romanian prison.
He's out now, though. Shit.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever.
So he...
He'll never be the same.
So I go... I made some money. You know, I shot my TV show. I got some shit. I want to talk about that a little bit, too. And then... So I felt okay. I didn't feel flush, but I felt like I paid off my credit card today. So I go, here's a girl. I go, she's obsessed with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I go, I'll get tickets. I go, I'll get tickets. Should we come? We'll get tickets? I'll get us tickets. Oh my God, that would be, she's like, oh my God, that would be so fun. Are you serious? Is that, I'll get you tickets. So I go to get tickets, and I get good tickets because I'm not a fucking, I'm a blue blood barfly. You know what I mean? Like,
hell,
I got to
be
bougie as shit.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
So I get like good, like sweet, sweet tickets, right? Anyway, we show up, say hi, we're talking the thing. Right away, I'm noticing, first of all, she is, I haven't seen her in like a year or so. Put on a lot of weight. Fine. Put on a lot of weight. It's fine. I don't really think about it.
What's a lot? I actually don't even know what.
30 pounds, maybe?
Like.
20, 30
okay,
pounds.
Okay, okay, sure.
It's noticeable, right?
Yeah.
So to me, that's usually a sign of some sort of...
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong.
Like depression or something.
It's not just like yeah, fat is beautiful. Be who you are. It's like, yeah, but I knew this woman and she didn't look like this.
Yeah. She could also just be getting older, I suppose, but...
Yeah, but she's in her 20s, you know? So anyway, so I'm kind of like, huh. She's way too much makeup on, and then she gets in the car and she just starts like...
Okay.
And I'm trying to get in a word Edward, I can't. And I'm kind of... Okay, she's maybe, and I made.
What's she talking about?
Well, she's talking about the. So she's excited about the game. Which
okay,
is cool.
Okay.
So she's talking about the hockey,
sports.
But then,
passion.
As I'm trying to like kind of get in there, the conversation, she just kind of like keeps interrupting. So I'm kind of like a little put off by how she's talking about shit.
Uh-huh.
So all right, fine. Then we get to the game. She starts doing like little jabs and it's just weird things, but small.
She's jabbing at you.
A little bit, like teeny, but like, okay, we're friends. We've known for 5 years. It's cool.
All right, yeah.
So then we get to the game. She's really excited, really good seat. She's freaking out. She's snapping and Instagram, da da da. At some point during the game, she's like this. This is a visual, but she's like, you know, she's like, oh, Snapchat to the game. And then at some point, she's like that. She's like, she does a slight turn.
To take a picture of you?
No, she does a slight turn so, like, I can't see her
phone.
Oh,
okay, okay.
And it's very subtle, right? It's sort of like... So in
another
my head...
Man.
Now, I'm making a story going, like, she's posting. She's got these, like, you know, 8th row seats to this fucking game.
Yeah.
She's fucking excited. She's posting. Somebody on her social media, wherever the fuck it is going,
responded.
Like... Responding. And now she's turning, and she's doing a lot now. And I'm like... You good?
Some
What's
other
going on?
Guy.
She's like, oh, no, I'm just snapping. I'm just Instagram
I'm just snapping.
Go, okay. So I'm going like, okay.
I can't date any girl who's snapping. To be honest, if you're fucking snapping, you're too young for me. I don't care if you're 48. Don't be snapping.
Don't be snapping.
Around me.
At first it was cool because like, oh, I'm so excited to be at the game.
Yeah.
And then she starts asking for like, she goes, I got her a beer. And the cans of beer at these places are like.
$80.
It's like $16 for a can of beer, right?
Yeah.
Fine, I get her a beer. And then she goes, you know, I want something else. I want to go. I go, I said, oh, you want me to give you a drink? I said, do you want me to get you a drink? She goes, it's not like it's an option for you.
Wait, what?
So she says, it's not like it's, like you have to, kind of. Like, it's like, I'm
not
giving
like
you
an
option.
An option
like,
for
she
you?
Joked, like, how am I giving you an option? And then she's, oh my God, these two are so good. You're getting so late tonight. Right? And
okay.
I'm like, I wasn't even like, okay. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, I didn't mention that. I actually wasn't really even into her at this point. I'm kind of going like, okay.
Yeah. You're just kind of checking her out.
I'm like, all right. If it's a fun night. So this is what happens. So meanwhile,
like,
she's
dare you assume I would
She starts
with
explaining
you.
Hockey to me. Number one. I'm going
she
like.
She starts mansplaining to you?
I'm like, I don't care how big a hockey fan you are.
Yeah.
you will never understand sports the way I understand sports because you didn't play sports. I did.
Oh, interesting. Do you play hockey?
No, but I played, you know, college soccer. I
sure.
played, you know.
Dude, that's so
boom.
Sick.
I was JV at Princeton with the coach of the fucking men's U.S. U.S. Soccer team.
I love soccer so much.
So, anyway. So, like, you know, oh, you know, when they go down here, it's like, this is where I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay. So it's a little weird. And she's kind of like trying to like, oh, I'm surprised you knew this. I'm like, what is this woman talking about? Anyway.
And you can kind of tell that, just real quick. I watch a lot of these games, like soccer games, with this one guy. Uh-huh. And a couple of the guys, they're like, they get really mad at the players when they do normal things in a way where I'm like, oh, they didn't play.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's such a normal thing. Like, yeah, a normal experience of, like, losing control or, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, why are you getting so mad?
Why is Messi just walking right now?
Yeah. Or they'll be like, why didn't he send that pass? I'm like, dude, like, do you know how hard that would have been? What a low percentage thing that would have been?
Yeah.
So it is, like, when you really play a sports for a certain amount of time, you can tell when someone's talking out of their ass. Yeah.
And she was... And look, and I have a sense of compersion, so I like the fact that she's enjoying the game so much.
Totally.
She's into it, and it's fun for me. So the game was fun. Tampa Bay won. And I'm like, she says she's... So after the game, this is so fucking bad. She goes, I got to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom too. I come out, and I don't really know the women, so I'm waiting around. And I'm waiting around. I'm kind of fun, waiting around. And then janitors are like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, everyone's left. I goes, I was waiting for this girl to come out. He goes, no, everyone left. I go, oh. Calling her, texting her, call, nothing, no response.
What?
No, nothing. Call, text, ringing, FaceTime, ringing. Finally, I go, I don't know where you are. I've been waiting. She goes, oh, I'm down in Thunder Alley or whatever, which is like the outdoor area. I'm down in Thunder Alley. You know, I couldn't find you down Thunder Alley. So I go, oh, okay. So I go down to Thunder Alley. I didn't know what the fuck it was. Where's Thunder Alley? I go down there. There's like an open courtyard. Just I walk around for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm calling. Her phone's ringing. Calling.
She's not picking up?
There's a big arch. It's Thunder Alley. I'm underneath it.
She's with some dude?
Dude, I don't know.
Who saw her at the game and was also there, and then she met up with him?
I think this guy came and picked her up.
Picked her? You never saw her again?
I never saw her again.
What?
Yeah.
Yo!
So then I go, and I'm being like, so I go, hey, look, I go, I'm going to go to the car because I don't know what's going on. I go, let me know.
She didn't even explain it to you?
So then,
she just vanished?
Then I get in my car and
you
I'm driving.
IRL ghosted?
So I get in my car and I'm driving, and I get a text like, my phone died.
Uh huh.
First of all, her phone was ringing the entire time.
Yeah.
Both FaceTime and the normal ring. So, your phone was on, bitch.
What?
She goes, my phone died. I just got home. I'm going to sleep. Good night. And good night was just GN.
GN?
So then, good night. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I got home. I just got home. Really tired. Again, I've known this person for 5 years.
Crazy.
I've slept with her a bunch of times. So I'm kind of going like, interesting that this is going. So I'm kind of going like,
vanish.
And I'm like, I don't want to like be an asshole.
I mean,
but I was,
you
like,
were like concerned
like,
about her
cool?
safety at some point.
Yeah, are you okay? Is everything fine? Like, a part of me is like, did the guy take her? But I'm like, so I said, you could just, I go,
how'd she get home?
I'm telling
Ubered
you,
with her dead phone?
No, I'm telling you, her phone never died, obviously. Some guy that she was chatting, some ex or thing that she has some fuck relationship with, was like, where the fuck are you at the game with? Fuck, I'll go get you.
Damn.
Picked her up and she fucking left.
She got a toxic ex. That's where them 30 pounds came from.
Mm-hmm. So she's obviously like, he fucking maybe got jealous that some guy came into town, took her to like a fucking, you know, straight seats to the hockey game that she's obsessed with and got all fucking brustled up. And
did you say Toronto?
No. Tampa Bay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so she's a Floridian?
Yes.
All right.
She grew up as a Scientologist in Clearwater.
Oh.
So anyway, I...
Going Clearwater.
And I just said, I go,
is that
I go,
good?
Look.
Going Clearwater?
Great. So then I'm saying, like, hey, we've been... I go, look. I go, her name's Bella. I go, Bella, listen.
Uh-oh.
I go, if you wanted to go to the game, and this is what I really feel.
Yeah.
And you wanted to go to the game, and you wanted to fuck this guy after the game, and you didn't want to hang out with me, I go, I would have still gotten you tickets to the game.
Wow.
I don't really give a shit. Like, I don't really care, because ultimately, as a man, you got to take responsibility for anything you do.
Hell yeah.
If you take a woman to a, if you spend $5,000 on a woman to take him to some fucking fancy and she doesn't fuck you, that's on you, motherfucker.
That's true.
You take responsibility.
I agree. As a man, it's always your fault.
Always. And not even your responsibility is a better word for it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Agree.
I'm not going to be like, I can't believe I bought tickets for this girl. She did book the thing. It's like, no. I bought tickets. I enjoyed the game. That was cool. I wouldn't have gone otherwise. It's fine.
Truly being a man is when you're just like responsible.
Uh-huh.
It's on me. I got it covered.
Yeah.
Don't matter. If something bad happens, you're like, I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I text her. I go, look, if you're dating the guy, I thought you've always been honest with me and like, we can be friends. I go, I would have just gotten you tickets.
Yeah.
I go, and also like, if we were friends,
you're fishing for info a little bit. I agree with what you're saying.
Not
but like,
really, because I know what happened, dude. That's what happened. It's. I mean, I don't know the exact details, but some guy started fucking communicating with her through the game, and then she left to go meet
up with
him.
That phone turn. God, you can feel it. You can feel everything. People think they're so slick.
And it's just weird to me because I'm like, in her head, I'm like, I got over on this guy.
Yeah.
But also, I'm kind of like...
But like, why? What a weird ego trip.
You win,
trip.
I guess?
That's her thing? Yeah, like, congrats.
And I guess when I was, again, in my 20s or 30s, if that were to happen to me, I'd be so fucking pissed. I'd be so like, fuck you, bitch, block, you know? But yeah. I'm like, I don't care, man. Like, that's just her loss.
My deal is, you can fuck me over like that once.
100%.
I'm not going to be mad at you, but
yeah,
we ain't hanging again.
Yeah, I'll never...
Unless I want to, and you ask me or hit me up in any way.
If she ever contacts me once this relationship...
If she ever contacts me at all, yeah, sure, I'll be back, of course.
Yeah, I'll take her to like another game, but, if she does it again, I
draw the line at 10.
No, it's never, you know, it's obviously, I would never talk to this person again.
Yeah.
No,
I will never go back, but don't ask my balls the same question.
Yeah.
Well,
my balls weren't even in. I was just there at Disney World. The kids are in bed.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging with my baby mama in her Airbnb.
Hanging with my baby mama.
So that event, it's fine. I watched a cool game. Hockey's fun to watch. Although hockey is like, people go, hockey's so fun. Like, once it gets in front of the goal,
yeah,
no one can see the fucking puck.
No.
It's just a massive buy. It's all of a sudden like, some scores. Like, fuck that. It should be like a big orange ball.
Televised sports is better.
It really is.
It's so much better.
It really is. Anyway, so the point is bitches be bitches. That's the whole point there. No, my point is I think there's this weird thing that women have. They figured out the glitch of the matrix. They figure out that they can call. And this girl calls herself a feminist, too. Mm-hmm. Right? So some women.
I can't even blame them. I mean.
I don't blame them either.
As a woman, you kind of drew the short straw. But you also have a superpower, so it's like asking them not to use it is a tall order.
I don't get mad at women at all for milking the systems. Like that's what you want to do. If you want to make your relationships transactional, and that's I completely get it. I understand it. It's going to be tough to get out of that tailspin, though.
I agree. I do think that there's a karmic cost to it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point in your life where that's not how you're going to want to interact with a man. You're going to want to have a true partner that you really love and you want to treat him equally. And
it's going to be difficult to shift that gear into trust mode.
1 million fucking percent. Particularly if you live in Tampa with all the other sluts.
Tampa's a... One step.
Okay, I guess I'm still a little bit mad about it.
Yeah, he's a little
mad.
Folks, he's a little mad.
But more just like, I'm like, that's just so, because like in her head, she's like high-fiving herself for all fucking, I got him, I fucking win. I'm like,
I'm not even mad. If you want to be a dirty, filthy, conniving whore, then that's something else.
It's more just like,
I don't even care.
I guess it's one of those things like when people, it's like stealing. It's like stealing from somebody. Like, oh, I went and I stole this thing from this like, I guess you're proud that you stole from somebody. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes people will brag to you about some, some evil stuff. And I'm like, ugh,
yeah,
gross. I think different of you now.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even judgmental, but like,
yeah,
like
I went to Whole Foods and I stole the fucking $100 bottle of Peptides.
And I'm like, whoa, like, that's weird.
Okay.
Why did you do that? Oh shit. Should I be concerned?
Yeah, so no one's going to be like...
We're not going over to my house anymore.
So she's talking to her friends like, oh, so then he got me great tickets to this game. Da, da, da. And then I was like, I told him I was going to fuck him. And I just fucking laughed. They're going to be like, cool, Bella. Awesome. You're
Wow.
High five.
Another crime. Great.
And so now she's going to be, and that's just going to fuel, that's going to be sauce for her appetite to do it to more men. And it's going to be, keep going on and on and on. It's just, you know, it's just sad to me because.
I have some questions. Yeah. And this is more related to the previous topic of like men thirsting for sexual validation.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's a similar thing to whatever she's chasing.
That's fair.
In terms of like, I want to go out on a lot of dates. I want to get sex, or I want to get validation. I want to get money. I want to go to the game. I want to be seen as so desirable that people are like,
they're getting, maxing out their credit cards.
They're getting fucked over in some way because they want me so bad.
Yeah, that's how hot I am.
That's how hot I am.
Yeah.
And so it's like, this is more about like, do you get girls? Someone in the 30s still kind of just being really lustful and like, you can't like turn off the I want to fuck mode. And I guess my question was like, did you get girls in high school, or when did you kind of figure out a game, or like, did you get, because I feel like I had trouble getting the girls that I wanted, whether it was because I wasn't cool enough or I wasn't brave enough or I didn't have enough confidence up until somewhere around college, and then even maybe a little after that. And by the time I figured it out, I definitely had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder in terms of like, I want to prove I got game. I want to show the world that I'm hot, and I want to, like, all the girls who rejected me, I just want to go back and like have sex with them or have them see me differently.
One
and it's like
million percent.
And I'm like, I don't know why I feel like that, but I'm wondering if you experienced something similar.
And it'll end around age 38.
You think so? Yeah, okay.
Yes, of course I felt that way. You kidding me?
Is that universal? Is every dude, even if you're hot and fucking in high school, are you still like, but it wasn't her?
Everything that you do in the present is a referendum of something that happened in your past. 1,000,000%.
God, we're cursed.
Did I tell you, like, I was my sophomore year at Princeton, I was with this girl having intercourse, sexual intercourse.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's just
the best kind.
That's
sure.
A funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, having intercourse, sexual intercourse. And I was a sophomore in college, I think.
Okay.
So I didn't know what the fuck was going on yet. I'd been laid before, so I was like, daddy's been laid before.
Oh, when did you lose your virginity? Just context.
I was almost 18.
Cool, okay.
Okay.
I was 20. Oh, day before I turned 20, actually.
Damn. Yeah. So I guess I was 17 and a half. Right before my senior year. Anyway, hello. So she made a comment about how I wasn't good in bed or something like that. Like,
sure.
Oh, if you were, like, oh, I would have come if you were good in bed. Something like, it was something along the lines where all of a sudden, like, I was like, that scene in Jaws where, like, cameras coming
dolly
forward,
zoom
dolly,
yeah.
Going backwards like I'm bad in bed, that's who I am.
That's who I am, yeah. But on,
and
but
I gotta
also
tell
like
you.
Of course you're bad in bed within the context of life. Yeah, every 20 year old is terrible.
Yeah. So and I wasn't even I was like by 8, 19, so I was kind of like,
but you were like, I'm gonna become the best.
It's literally when you hear these stories, like with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant got dissed by Penny Hardaway, and he's like,
oh,
I'm going to fucking show that motherfucker.
You didn't make your high school basketball team.
When David Robinson fucking dissed Shaq, Shaq is like, I'm going to fucking torture this motherfucker. So, like, my whole fucking, like, literally, like, I never forgot that. In some weird teeny way, it became a little mantra in my brain. It's like, I am going to learn this whole fucking thing.
Wow.
I'm going to master that shit. I'm going to figure it out. I mean, it took me a long time.
I fucking love that, though. I mean, it's a... It is...
And it's, like, so stupid,
it's
though.
It's so
this
true.
This is, like, some dumb fucking cunt, bitch, whore, fucking bitch, Ann Ortiz, whatever her name is.
And
fuck
you don't
her.
Care. You're over it.
I'm over it. I'm
yeah,
totally
you're
over
so
it.
Over it.
She wants to go to the fucking hockey game tomorrow, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it.
No, but I don't remember.
You ruined my life, but just one more shot.
But that's so crazy that that happens, because it's just like a comment like that at a vulnerable, impressionable age can literally be the fucking impetus for everything that happens afterwards.
And it is like, it's a vulnerable, impressionable age, but even beyond that, it's a vulnerable, impressionable moment. Like, it's a defining moment. Those first couple sexual encounters feel so huge.
So
they
huge.
Feel so dramatic. And as a man, you, so much of your identity has been funneled into, do I get girls?
Yeah.
you know, do I get girls?
Once I get the girls,
can I fuck?
Can I keep
them? Competent? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you put a lot of your value in that. The culture does.
1,000,000%.
And when someone, you're so open in that moment, and if you just slash, like, God, she had no idea.
Yeah.
The power.
Ugh. Yeah. She unleashed a monster.
She unleashed a monster.
Be careful, black women. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, but he's a sexual Jedi now, so.
I truly, in my heart, feel. Okay, I don't know if I'm a sexual Jedi,
right.
But I'm like Luke, like
you're
three
not
quarters
a Jedi
training.
Master, but you're like a Jedi Knight, maybe.
I'm like Luke in like episode in the fucking one with the little furry guys.
Okay. Endor. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I got my Jedi training, and I'm a Jedi, but I'm not the best Jedi.
Whoever lived. But yeah. You're exactly the Jedi the universe needs right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're about to go fuck your father.
It's all because my sophomore year, this girl said that I wasn't... I don't know how she said, but she implied I wasn't good at bed.
And that girl like, ended up being your sister.
I'm going to make, yeah. Stepsister, right, sorry. Yeah, it's very interesting. I think that's true with anything. It's like, I think it's same thing, like I was... being told I was stupid or mildly retarded when I was in elementary school. Like a teacher thought I was mildly retarded. So then I go, I've got to talk. I've got to learn how to speak. I've got to become eloquent. I've got to learn words. I've got to, you know, everything's a referendum on childhood trauma.
I think I had a little bit of that too. Where like my mom always told me I was very smart. And I could feel that I was smart because I could keep up with anybody and conversationally. But I had ADHD and like I definitely struggled a lot to focus and just like on a lot of the more traditional school metrics.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know I'm smart.
Yeah.
I know I'm as smart as the smartest kid in class. Always.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I would look at people who other people thought was smart and I'm like, I'm as smart as you.
Nah. He's just a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you're a nerd don't mean you're smarter than me. Uh-huh. And I was also like annoying and like. Spacey, and I think sometimes people doubted me, and I relate to that.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like little things, like even now, like I get obsessed with like learning languages, learning chess. Part of that is like I really do feel inspired and it's fun, but I think a little part of that is like I want to show everybody how fucking smart I am because I don't know what it is, but yeah. I'm like, but I do get like hyper focused. My hobbies as an adult are all me repairing my insecurities as a child.
100%.
Even like, I'm really enjoying jiu-jitsu. I hurt my abductor, so I haven't done it in a couple weeks, but I'm...
Your abductor, you said?
Yeah, I fucked it. It's like
what
my
is your abductor?
It's like the hamstring on the side.
The hamstring on the side hamstring. How'd you do it?
You're
trying to triangle somebody, and they were too big?
Okay, here's what happened. I played soccer for 2 hours,
uh-huh.
And then I went to jiu-jitsu, because I was like, I'm young, I'm fucking killing it. I'm doing so much. And I went to jiu-jitsu, and we were doing arm bars. And we were trying to learn how to break the armbar grip.
Yeah.
And I was partnered with someone who was much stronger than me.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, just break it. And I was like, it's too strong. I can't break it. He's like, so I had to put
really
my
hard.
Full strength in it. And I just strained it. And then after I strained it, I went and I kept re-injuring
Any jiu-jitsu move where you're using that much strength, you're doing it wrong.
It was stupid. It was, I shouldn't have done it. I won't do that again. Because it's all technique.
Yeah.
And if someone has the arm, like, locked in that much, I'm just going to change positions.
You want to move to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to find where the weakness
is. I'm a noob, and it was some other white belt was trying to tell me how to do it.
Yeah, because they're holding on their gi like this, and, like, that's an impossible grip to break.
So it's just me trying to break their strength with my leg muscle, and I had already just done so much exercise that day, and I...
Did someone go, boop? No.
In the moment, I felt a twinge.
Yeah.
And then later, I was, like, doing other things, and I underestimated that I had fucked it up, and then I felt a pop later.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the time you get to be a black belt, you're gonna have some serious fucking injuries, dude. Just you.
Hell
know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
You can't become black belt without some fucked up shit happening.
Yeah, I just want to become a purple belt.
I got my eye sliced.
I just
want to
become a blue belt.
I got my eye... I got a knee hit my eye, and I got a big cut in my eye. My eye was bleeding in my eye. I got fucking... Like, right away, I got... Crazy glue, and I just glued it.
Crazy glue.
I just glued it. Glued
like
it shut.
At the dojo?
And I went back, yeah.
At the gym?
At the dojo, I crazy glued it.
You crazy glued it and then started rolling again?
Yeah.
What belt are you at this point? That's a brown belt move.
God, at least purple belt, probably.
Damn. Yeah. I really want to get to me, based on my experiences, once you become a purple belt, you can pretty much kick most people's asses, like off the street.
Yeah.
But I've also been like, I've been watching a lot of like YouTube fight content. And I'm like, maybe there's some other things that I... Like, I want to take... I took a couple judo classes.
Judo is really... If you're talking about street fighting,
I'm
judo is where
street fighting.
You would win.
I want to take, like, maybe a year or so of some type of striking, and I want to really hone in on judo, and then I want to continue jiu-jitsu.
Because if you could just throw a big dude...
Yeah.
Just on the fucking ground, just throw somebody, like, the... like. That's pretty fucking... That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's like... I wouldn't... If I was like, hey, you want to go? And they just fucking threw me? I would want to fight that person.
Well, the one thing judo has taught me in my very brief time is that if someone's bigger than you, you should probably just leave them alone.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a reason why that's the only... There's only two real divisions in MMA, professional MMA, that exist for the most part. Weight and gender. That's it. You know?
Weight, what do they say? How many pounds is a belt?
20 pounds.
20 pounds, yeah. That's pretty true.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, like if I fight someone, if I fight somebody who is like 300 pounds, they could be a white belt. Like I'll, they're not going to beat me in jiu-jitsu, right? If they're a white belt usually. But like there's a, it's going to be very hard for me to submit them at that, because the strength just becomes so much.
The funny thing about weight though, is there is also kind of like a tipping point of weight v athleticism.
Uh-huh.
Because like at 300 pounds, if we're talking 300 pounds muscle, I don't even know what that would look like.
That's like the guy who played the fucking mountain in Game of Thrones.
Totally. Like at that point, you're kind of fucked, right? Yeah. 300 pounds muscle. If we're talking about 300 pounds super out of shape, they still have a weight power advantage.
Yeah.
But there is almost like a... Like I don't know if I would want to challenge them to a wrestling match. But there is something about their lack of mobility that becomes a factor at that point.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll give you an example. I was with my daughter at, like, a indoor park. My daughter was, like, one. My daughter's, like, cutest little thing. She's, like, walking around, like, a little vest, a little mermaid vest. And some boy is there. And he wasn't intentional, but he was just like this. And then he just swings back his arm and punches her in the face.
Oof.
Now, I don't think he...
So you choked him out?
No. So I go, like, hit him right. And I know it's going to be fucking crying. I got to deal with it. So I go, I watch a kid like that.
Yeah.
I go, I literally watch a kid. My daughter starts crying like crazy. I pick her up. I get her the binky. I kiss her. Tells her, okay. This giant fucking, like, Samoan slash Mexican dude.
Hell yeah.
Comes up to me. He was probably, like, 5'9". But like fucking, it had to be 300 pounds.
He's thick. 300 pounds?
Maybe 5'10". He was probably, maybe it was my height, but just like, he looked like a sumo wrestler, but like Mexican. He had the tats. He looked like he probably did some time.
Okay.
He came out. And he goes, what'd you say to my kid? And I'm like, I go, what? He goes, what'd you say to my kid? Now, right away, I start doing like the Terminator 2 fucking like.
Scanning.
Where is this guy's weakness?
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at this guy. He's like, the only way I could get this guy, I'd have to kick the fuck out of his shins. Because he's going to be top heavy.
A leg kick.
It's going to be very rare that something like that, his legs are going to be more powerful than their upper body. I got to get him on the ground.
Yeah.
Once he's on the ground, I gotta really control his neck. To keep. Like, I'm going through all this shit.
Immediately.
Like, what can I do with this guy? Because with this size, and he's obviously got a lot of anger and fucking... If he punches me, he could knock me out, right?
Close that distance.
So
the one cool thing about jiu-jitsu is that you do get to experiment with like wrestling with people twice your size.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he, I didn't say anything. I didn't, what are you talking about? I'm trying to deal with my daughter. He's like, you said something to my kid, man. My kid's over there crying. I said, your kid's crying probably because he punched my daughter in the face. Okay? So he goes, what did you tell me what you said, man? And I said, all I said was watch a kid, okay? And he goes, be careful how you talk to people's kids. And I was like, and I literally just like stopped. I said, I don't give a fuck about you or your kid. I'm dealing with my child. Can you go the fuck away? And he looked at me like, I think he looked at me like so shocked that someone that he was so much bigger than.
He thought he was just going big dick you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was actually had crazy eyes.
Yeah, you gave him that right back.
Because you're also like, I'm with my daughter, and my daughter's crying, and this guy's in my face. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm with my daughter.
Damn, you had that mama bear.
Oh, yeah. But then, like, then he walked away, and I was just like, I was like fuming, and I was
seething.
Like, oh, seething. And, hey, guys, welcome to the After Laugh.
I cut it in the middle, so you were just talking about protecting
oh,
your daughter.
Like, yeah, that guy who
from
was,
some guy who yelled at you.
Who yelled at me and whatever. Who knows? He would have probably murdered me. My point is, I definitely looked at the guy.
You assessed.
I assessed. I was like, man, my only shot. Well, not, you know, other than the dirty shit, like eye gouge, nut cake. But like,
yeah.
If I were just square up on this guy.
Yeah.
When he's like, I mean, literally, got to be 320. You know, that's over 100-pound difference, and he's...
What do you weigh? May I ask?
May I don't presume anything, but may I, I would like... How much do I want to weigh? No, I'd probably weigh 205.
205?
Yeah.
That's a good weight. That's a... And you, like, you're an athletic, pretty lean 205.
You know, I think that sometimes, but then I see pictures of myself, and I'm like, ah, oh, I'm a fat fuck. Like last night, I did a show at the Long Beach Laugh Factory.
Okay,
you're gonna laugh at this, I promise. And I was like, and I was, the crowd was a bunch of fucking dicks, and I was getting mad.
Okay,
because I was working on new shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's that? What's that? Why are you covering your face? Why are you
just
so embarrassed?
I'm just because I'm feeling the bomb. I'm empathizing with the bomb.
How dare you assume that I just bombed? Okay.
Well, you see, they were being dicks. I don't know.
I wasn't bombing.
You were doing new stuff?
I wasn't bombing, but I was trying some new shit that wasn't really working.
Okay.
One of them was a long bit.
Uh-huh.
I was like, do you guys want to... He goes, you want to know it was about the history of the Rainbow Coalition.
What's the Rainbow Coalition?
The alphabet.
Okay.
Can I do the bit?
Okay, sure.
Okay, first of all, and it didn't go great.
Uh-huh.
I've done it before. It does okay. It's not a homophobic or transphobic man or blah, blah, blah.
The history of the Rainbow Coalition.
I'll give you because you probably don't know it the way I know it.
Okay.
Because you're a homophobe. I know it because
Does it end with you being mad at trans people?
No, it ends with me supporting gay people.
Because that's the last letter. Okay.
Okay, listen. And it's not the last letter. This is the joke.
Oh.
So, anyway. So, oh, here I am. Someone takes a picture of me. There's someone in the audience. But I'm just chilling, right? Right?
You look good in that picture.
No, but watch this.
You have body dysmorphia.
So, I did this thing. Where I did this old bit that I hadn't done in a long time. Uh-huh. About being Irish drunk. And I don't do that anymore because I don't get drunk anymore. And so, I don't really relate to picking up girls and getting drunk, which is what I used to do.
Right.
I would get drunk and try to pick up girls and fail.
Okay. That's fun. That's
so,
a
I do a bit
time.
About... In the bit, I am going home with a girl, and she's like, I never do this. And then she, like, rips her shirt off.
Okay.
So I rip my shirt off, and I do the rest of the bit.
Oh, you rip your shirt off.
So there I am without my shirt on at the Laugh Factory stage. Look okay. How fucking fat I am.
No, dude. You look like a lean 40-year-old. Yeah.
Well, you gotta say because look at there should be
you're not
from your hips in after your hips it should indent in a little bit.
Oh,
it should be a
okay.
Straight fucking line. Look at that. This
no,
is the type of
you look good.
If I shut up, if I saw this body, if something this is gonna be your body in 5 years, if 10 years ago something this is gonna be your body, I'd be like, I gotta change everything about my life.
Interesting. So what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna fucking Photoshop it and then post it.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So help me with this bit then, Tommy.
Okay.
Since Tommy's like so sensitive to
I don't even know what it is. I just hear Rainbow Coalition and I'm like, the premise.
So I say, I talk about like, you know, right. I have a daughter who's a lesbian.
Okay, hell yeah.
Who is living with a they.
Okay.
And they're happy. They isn't happy. They is.
She's not happy. They are.
But they together are
okay,
happy.
That's okay. Fun.
I go, I love my daughter's, and I love that dyke. I do. She's the best.
Okay.
Whatever. Sure. So I say, I go, and a lot of people don't understand because we're coming up on Gay Pride Month.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I say, you don't, I go, do you know how the history of the alphabet team squad? Because
right.
It started off, it used to be back in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fucking open your mind.
It's lighthearted, fun, fake ignorance.
Not really, because here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Everything used to just be gay.
Yeah.
Right? It was just all gay.
Gay?
The whole thing was, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. It was gay. It was gay people. If you were a lesbian, you were gay. If you were trans, you were gay. Everything was just the consortium of gayness, right? And they fought for Gay Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. That's what they fought for. That's what the Stonewall riots were about. They're like, gay awareness, gay. And they petitioned to have Gay Awareness Month in Congress.
Okay.
But then the lesbians were like, what about us? And the gay people were like, let's just keep it gay. Can we just keep it gay? And the lesbians were like, no. We want our own. We're a different type of gay. It's like, after you did the riots, we had to come in our tool belts and fix everything. So we want our own. Okay, fine. So it was gay and lesbian. So 2000, Bill Clinton made a Gay and Lesbian Awareness Month. That's what it was. Great. We've progressed. Okay. Or Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. I think it was either whatever. I'll figure it out. Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Boom. Put the rainbow on it. That's when the rainbow started. Done. Moving on.
How'd they pick the rainbow?
Not so fucking fast. I don't know. That's a good question. I should look into it.
Because they just felt gay.
So then what happened is all these girls, women, were graduating college now, and all these muffs in the mountains college, like Vassar and Wesleyan and stuff like that, they were scissoring each other their entire senior year. Uh-huh. They come out. They're hardcore feminists, and they're like, we're bisexual. We want to be represented.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, man. And by the way, while we're at it, why do you get top billing, gays? I think the women should get top billing. Okay, fine. So it became LGB. That was the original coalition. LGB, lesbian, gay, bisexual.
Did they really switch it from GLB?
It went from gay and lesbian, to lesbian, gay, bi. LGB.
Okay.
And then the trans people were like, what about us? And they're like, oh, shit, you're not going to push back against that. Like, okay, fine, LGBT, rainbow, end story, we're done. Not so fucking fast. Some comes along and goes, well, I'm queer. Like, what? We're all queer. What are you talking about? No, I'm a different queer. I'm, man, I'm sex with women, but I like French soaps and things up my butt. Okay, fine, we'll give you queer. That's fine. End of story. Rainbow, blah, blah, blah. Not so fucking fast. Uh-huh. Sure enough, some comes along and goes, I don't like to have sex with anybody. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't have sex. Have you been to one of our parades? Everyone here has something up in their butthole. We're wearing chaps like that. You can't walk down the street without tripping over a dick. We're all fucking queer. What are you talking about? Like, I need to be included too. Okay, fine. LGBTAA. Mm-hmm. Rainbow. End of story. Not so fast. Then some fucking white-haired white woman with a rainbow, with a let me talk to a manager haircut says, what about intersex? And they're like, what is that? Fucking in space? What are you talking about? No, it's people with two different body parts. Jesus Christ, do you know any of these people? No, but I know they're out there. Fine. LGBTI. Rainbow. We're done? Not so fucking fast. And someone says, I like fucking, you know, I identify as a red horned owl. I'm Pikachu. Pika pika pika, or whatever. I do a whole whatever the plus thing says. I'm a neurodivergent. Sure. I'm blah 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 blah. You're plus. It's like upper for perverts. Everyone gets a plus, right? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the OGs, the original gays, are back. Like, we should just kept it gay the whole time. I told you we should have kept it gay. So that's the general premise. I obviously didn't do it the way we did.
What is the okay?
The premise is like,
what
people
is the
are
point?
The point is this: in trying to include everybody,
you've watered it down.
You've opened the doors to the fuckingness.
I know where
inevitably
it.
The plus was going to happen, because the plus was just everyone wants to be included and identified and feel special.
Yes.
Like they're the top of the Yelp reviewers.
Okay.
They come in and they eventually had to fucking eventually tap out and just give everyone pluses, because there's 18 different more groups or 20 or 40 more groups in there. And they finally had to, and even now,
at a certain point, you have to exclude somebody.
Even now, what it is, the most official is LGBTQAI+, right? But there's also like 2S LGBT plus, two spirit. So people want to frontline two spirit because it's Native American. So it's all fucking bullshit. So the point is,
I don't know what some of those have to do with being gay, though.
They don't.
Right.
That's my point. Is like, it's all about,
like, at a certain
people go,
point,
I'm asexual. Like, what are you talking about? This is all, everyone here is fucking somebody.
That's the whole point of it. I guess it's just any type of sexual, quote unquote, irregularity from straight people.
Yeah. So, but it's become bizarre because it changed from being about what they want to fuck to how they want to identify, and they're not the same thing.
The thing, I guess you would almost call it a meme of, I identify as a blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
I think at this point is a little hacky.
Played out. Yeah,
it's like 2012 played out.
Yeah,
it's like I identify as an attack helicopter. Like, it's like a joke a Fox News anchor would make.
Well, I would, but the way I would say is, whatever the plus thing that I say would actually be an actual plus thing. Would actually be someone that wanted to be included. Like,
yeah.
People who identify, like, I identify, I'm a Pikachu, or I identify as a furry, or I have, like, that's a real thing. People identify as red horned owls. That's a real thing.
I guess I feel like the joke isn't unique or fresh enough of a take to be worth it. Unless
well,
you're going to take
of work.
It, unless there's, it's a lot of work to get where. That's my.
Yeah, to get back to just like gay people saying like, why didn't we just make it gay? Why don't we just keep everything gay? Why do we have to branch out from everything gay and make it? Because it used to just be like transsexual, at the time transsexual.
Well, we are kind of in this weird era where it does feel like everything's so inclusive. It's weird. Like everything's people of color. Everything's like LGBTQIA++++. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas it is kind of like, I mean, I've heard similar things from some black people where they're like, I don't identify as a person of color. I'm a black person and we have unique struggles from, like, our struggles are dissimilar in a ton of ways from that of what an Asian person would face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel erased in some ways by this umbrella term. Like there's so much...
like the BIPOC, yeah.
Umbrellaism, I guess I would almost call it, of like, you know, is a trans person and an asexual person really facing the same issues? Probably none. Probably no overlap.
And also just the queer thing to me is just fucking bananas, because the queer is like, I get the LGBT. I get that.
Yeah.
That is still like the most normal one that people can relate to.
For sure.
Then once you
That's
get the
what
queer,
I think about.
You're like, what the fuck is queer? What is that? And
to
it's
me,
like sometimes people who are having sex with the opposite sex, but they just have kinks.
Yeah, I get queer if we're talking about like a non-binary, gender non-conforming person who just wants to exist without a label. But to me,
they just labeled themselves.
To me, the queer is almost like the plus. Like it's almost you can leave it at that. Like I am other. I am identifying as other than what society is trying to put me in this box, but I exist outside of the box.
Yeah.
And I don't relate to the box.
But so it's just some sort of weird permutation of narcissism then.
No, not even. I think like unless they are taking it to a point where they are, I don't know.
Like the queer thing is, come on,
it's
queer
all,
thing
it's
is
all complicated, and I don't know enough about
like,
it to be
honest. There are people I've seen on Twitter who are famous actors. They go, they have a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they're male, and they're hot, and they have a girlfriend. They sex. They go, yeah, but I'm queer. I'm in a queer relationship. We're queer, and you're like, but you're dating a girl, but
yeah,
they're queer.
I don't know what that is. You don't need to say that.
Why do you say that? What are you saying when you
Some
say that?
Some of that stuff is a little bit sus when you see it. And I think you do know some people who engage in the identity politics in a way that feels disingenuous, where you're like, this is a person who's super attention hungry and they are not making any attempt to change their life in a way that would align. And it doesn't appear to be
okay. Well, let me
authentic, but also... How can you know the inner worlds of people? So there's no way to really check anyone on any of this.
Okay, but here we go. Here's the missing link here.
So I'd rather just let it go.
Here's the missing link. This is all stuff that you hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you hearing about it? Because people are talking about it.
Right.
Why are they talking about it? Because they want attention. So at the end of the day, the only reason we even know about any of this shit is because all these motherfuckers want all the attention.
if they didn't want
attention, they'd be like, I'm this and I'm just like, I don't care.
Right,
cool
sure. And I don't think there's anything wrong with necessarily wanting attention. I do think we are in this weird kind of fucked up attention economy where attention is the most valuable currency in America right now. There's no question about it. Everyone can see it. Money, that's not what people want. People want followers. People want likes. People want clout. Clout, 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 clout. That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
And I do think that the thirst, the addiction to this drug of clout is like, hey, good to see you. I do think that it's almost a sickness that will drive some people who are less like positive and assured of themselves and maybe didn't get much validation as a kid to to just say and do things that are necessary to get attention.
Yeah, well, think about this. You can just be the biggest nobody wallpaper human being on the planet who's never accomplished a goddamn thing and all of a sudden become viral on TikTok because you identify as an owl. And that is literally a video I'm referring to.
Right.
A woman saying that she's a red-horned owl or whatever the fuck it is.
But you know what the funny thing about that is most of the attention that woman's getting is from, like, conservatives who hate trans people, maybe. And they're, like, using her as the outlier example to discredit the general movement. But you're right.
Maybe,
you can't get a ton of attention.
But for the conservatives to
become
aware of it, it probably be... They ransacked the entire archives of TikTok.
Some people are so weird. Like I hear you. Me personally, I never wanted attention for anything other than being extremely talented.
Yeah,
and that's why I have not gotten very much.
Hey now,
because I refuse to be anything other than extremely talented, and yeah. I'm not extremely talented. I'm like kind of talented. So I am afraid to post a video unless it showcases me being at a level of talent that I haven't achieved. So I just don't post things, and I'm still at 3,000 followers.
What a catch-22 you're in right now.
It's a son of a bitch really trying to be amazing at something.
Why don't you just,
it's hard as shit.
Why don't you just work the game and just be mediocre like everybody else? Jesus Christ, Tommy. Fucking
I know.
Hell.
I know. I am mediocre. And I have to come to terms with that. But I'm unwilling to, like... You know, shift whatever the else it
is. You know how many videos I have that
I don't want to give
this video's garbage. Am I posting it anyway?
Yeah. I've never posted a video where I'm like, this is an exceptional person. You know what I mean? But that's what I want to be. I watch videos of people and I'm like, that person is the real deal. They're so good at that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's... And then I look and they have a million followers. And I'm like, wow, they have a million followers and they deserve it.
They deserve
Wouldn't that be awesome to deserve the attention?
Yeah.
But most of the people getting attention, they don't deserve it. They're just...
Well, they work the algorithm. They work this... There are a lot of comics out there who are fine.
It.
They're fine. They have okay things. And they have millions of followers. And they're fine. They're good. But they've figured it out. They figured out the game of it. And that's all that matters. The game is more important than the content.
Way more important. But I don't want to feel like a liar. Like, I want to be the real deal so bad.
I know. Poor little Tommy want to be the real deal.
I sound like a fucking so annoying right now. But you hear what I'm saying, right? Like, there's all these other ways to get attention. But, God, I would just love so much to just actually get attention for being good. Rather than for being, for like, oh, look, I'm light myself on fire and I tell jokes. You know what I mean? Look, I juggle and I fucking shit on the stage while I tell my one-liners.
But also, it's just like, so let's say you get attention for one joke you say, right? Like someone like Zhao Ying, who we're friends with,
she
got one joke that got viral.
Which one's that? Is that the making fun of roasting names in Chinese?
No, the one joke that got viral right away was her saying, like, my name is Zhao Ying Summer. People say, why your name Zhao Ying Summer? Hey, I'm doing her voice. That's a solid impersonation. That's not that's how she sounds. Shut up.
Okay.
That's how she sounds. Same way I do a Trump impersonation. It's pretty good.
The Trump
Some
is
people,
better.
Your people, my people, so many people. No, this is a total disaster.
Yeah, do it's Zhao Ying good. As Trump. Do the Zhao Ying joke.
No, Zhao Ying,
in the Trump
how she
voice.
Talk. It's how she talks. I do good
do
Zhao
the,
Ying.
Do
shut
the
up.
Trump voice with the Zhao Ying joke.
No, shut up. I'm going to do Zhao Ying.
No,
because it goes, my name is Summer. People say, why is your name
Summer? Hey,
Summer?
My name's Zhao Ying Summers. I'm from
Zhao
China.
Summers. I'm very smart. I'm very
from
good.
China.
From China. From China.
A lot of people don't believe I'm from China, but my name's Zhao Ying. A lot of people can't pronounce it.
You piece of shit. So she says... My name's Johnny Summer. People say, why is your name, why is your last name Summer? I was like, oh, because I got married. Before that, I was a hoe.
I was a hoe, right.
Which is just an easy joke.
Dr. Ken have that same joke in his special about his wife?
She's a hoe?
Yeah. I think he has the same joke.
Probably. Maybe she stole it. Who knows? But the point is, it got millions of views, and it gave her a headlining career.
Yeah.
From one joke.
She really plays the game.
She plays the game, and she hires people to do her social media.
She plays the game like a motherfucker, and I respect that.
It does go to show that we are definitely at a point now, and I don't know if we've always been here. We've been here a little bit if you have all the money in the world.
It's all marketing.
If you have money, you can make yourself famous.
Instantly.
Yeah. Literally
it's all
famous.
All marketing, and it always has been to an extent, but now there's like individual marketing.
Yeah, you could just have, if you have people who are out there pushing your material on so many, then you just start seeing the same face over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And like, you'll be like, oh, okay, this person's a comic who's blowing up on the scene.
That's the game, baby.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And I wish I could do it better.
Yeah, me too.
It's like the old Woody Allen joke, like, you know, couples in the Catskills, and they're like, oh my God, the food is so terrible. The portions so small. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate the fucking game, and why can't I be better at it?
Yeah.
Fuck this game, and goddamn, I wish I was better at it.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll give up the LGBTQAI plus joke. I think it's a good joke. I've done it before, and it...
But I just don't... It doesn't pay off to me. It's just like you're
payoff,
making these
the
little
payoff
jokes.
Is gay people who started the whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
It got out of control,
and now they've
the
lost control of it.
And now they're just like, we should just kept it fucking gay.
They're the least significant part, almost.
They're the least significant part. They're
I don't
like
mean
now
significant,
cis.
But I mean like they're the least new edgy.
No, gay men might as well be straight white men now.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's like, well, you didn't lop off a body part? Ugh, I'm not listening to you. What do you got to say about the world?
Right, right.
What do you know about the world?
It's hardly impressive.
What do you got to say about the world if you didn't chop your tits off?
Anyways.
I know Tommy does not want to talk about that subject.
I just
general.
Don't have anything to say about
you
it.
You obviously have a lot to say about it, Tommy. You just don't want it because you're fucking scared.
I just don't want to talk out of my ass about something that I don't understand and then have it...
Okay, let me ask you a question.
My career when I didn't
you
even care in the first place.
Can I ask you a question? When Joe Biden said, talked to the trans community and said,
oh, God,
look,
I haven't heard this.
It was like, look, just so you know, we got your back.
Uh-huh.
We got your back.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Did you approve it when all the plastic surgeons came forward and said, like, and we got your front? Is that a
funny.
Good joke? Okay,
yeah.
Is that offensive?
No.
All right. Maybe I'll say it.
I think that's harmless enough. And it's quick. The problem with the bigger LGBT joke...
You gotta go a long way.
It's too far to go to not have a big point. To not have something big to say.
Yeah.
I don't really... It's like... The other one's a one-liner.
That's why I haven't really done the joke. I've only tried it a couple... Tried it in Long
Look,
Beach.
I'm not mad at you. I just... I don't... It doesn't pay off to me.
I get it. Fuck you. But the point of the joke is like, as a big tent community, you keep trying to enfold people and bringing. Oh yeah, okay.
But is the point of
like,
the joke
what the
that,
fuck?
Is the point of the joke that you're defending the gay community and you think they're missing out on something because of it? Because I think if you narrowed in on that, it would be more. Powerful, but I think you're kind of letting it be a little too
the point. Well, I guess
wide.
The thing is, I guess the point is
the
way
joke feels like the point you're making, where it's too wide. You need to narrow it down to the certain thing you're trying to get across.
Yeah, I guess the point is like everything used to be everything. It just was gay, and then it became gay and lesbian. Then it became LGBTQ. It kept adding that, and the reason it
and
became,
now what?
Yeah,
I hear the point,
and that plus.
And now what? How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that we should just kept everything gay.
Why?
Because it's easier.
Because it's easier.
So confusing.
See, because it's easier isn't a good enough point to me.
Suck my...
To justify the length of the bit.
Suck my cisgendered straight dick, Tommy.
Yeah,
God damn it.
It would also... And
you're probably right.
Here's the other part about comedy that is annoying and hard now.
Yeah.
That joke works better if you're gay. You know what I mean? If you're a gay person who feels minimized by the effects of the wide umbrella and you're telling that joke... It hits harder than as a straight person who's just kind of making an outside observation about that.
Yeah.
I think you can still tell jokes about
things. I have a lesbian daughter. Does that give
okay,
me streak
so
cred?
I hear... That's the first letter, after all.
You know, I'm going to try to fucking trot this joke out again.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to be gay pride
all
month.
All right. Well, you got to focus
do you
it
think,
in.
Okay, here, do you think there's a joke here?
Okay. Where?
I love how nervous you get about anything touchy. Black History Month,
uh-huh.
February.
Uh-huh.
Women's History Month, March.
Yeah.
June, Gay Pride Month. Nothing fishy about that?
I've heard this, yes.
Why?
It's unfair.
What does it even
black
mean?
People get the worst month. I've heard black comics make that joke.
I'm not even making the joke, but I'm like, so it's Black History, Women's History, and then Gay Pride.
Gay Pride. Not Gay History.
Is that Gay History?
Because history is not fun.
Yeah.
It's not women pride or black pride.
Why is it black pride? Why is it black pride month? Why is it female pride month? Why is it gay pride month? Why the gays get to be pride? You know why? Because you know who's running the gays? White men. It's all about the patriarchy, baby.
Okay, that's an interesting point I haven't heard. History, pride.
That's not even a joke, but what?
History, pride is an interesting thing. That makes more sense as a critique of society than the other thing.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Because you maybe have a point there, whereas the other one, I'm like, what? I don't get it.
You get it. Shut up. Anyway, so...
White gay men are so powerful, then why is the umbrella not working in their favor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because they started it, and now guess who's the fucking leader of the pride parade?
Is it white men?
Trans men.
Trans men? Okay.
Are leading the parade now. Gays are out. You can't even be a gay person in the gay pride parade.
I think it just gets confused. I hear what you're saying. I'm just like, I don't think the...
I'm just trying to work on shit. Anyway, the point is I got mad. It didn't work that well, so I had to rip my shirt off at that bit.
And now it's... But you take your shirt off in the bit.
No, a different bit.
And you think you look chubby.
It's not that I look chubby. You look good. You know what it is? I look amorphous. That's what it is. I look amorphous.
You look amorphous.
Yeah, I look like...
I think you look pretty good.
I look like... You know what I look like? I look like somebody who broke their leg and couldn't work out for a year.
No, you don't. That's hilarious.
It sucks,
well, okay,
dude.
Then eat better and exercise more.
Ugh. To both of those. No, I know. The solution is always easy. No, it's not easy to do, but it's not like, how do I lose the weight? It's fucking obvious how to lose the weight.
You know what I'm dealing with?
What?
I can't gain weight because I can't eat enough.
I want to choke you out so bad right now just for saying that.
But I'm skinny. I'm like 160. No, I'm not even. I'm like 155.
Good Lord. And what are you, 6'1"?
Yeah.
God damn.
That's bad.
You're like Sean O'Malley in the UFC.
I'm like disturbingly skinny. I should be 170.
Yeah.
Me 170 would look
but
so
are you
much
really
better.
Trying to put on weight, though?
I'm not trying hard enough.
Because you know it's...
I'm trying like you're trying to lose
weight.
You
got to get the fucking big tub of protein powder.
I do the protein powder.
You do that every morning with banana?
No. I do the
protein every morning with a banana. Banana, you'll gain weight in bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how to gain weight. I've gained weight for rolls.
I'm trying. But I hurt myself and then I stopped doing jiu-jitsu and then I stopped doing the protein powder. But now I'm going back to jiu-jitsu and I'm going to start push-ups. Oh, it's so fucking annoying. I just want to play games and sports. I don't want to lift shit.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu is good.
I was getting fit on jiu-jitsu. It was awesome.
Well, how long have you taken the hiatus off?
Well, as to not re-injure myself, I'm coming back this week, but I was off for like maybe 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's a lot. I probably haven't trained in about the same time. Almost 4 weeks now, 3 weeks. And let me tell you something. As a black belt, when you haven't trained in 3 weeks and then you're back in the lion's den with other black belts.
Wearing the black belt is a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Because now I come in as a black belt who hasn't trained for a month with everyone who's been on the mat every day, like 6-8 hours a day. And I have to fucking like, it's been a while. My back is my C7.
My buddy is a blue belt and he got a little injury and he didn't train for probably like 2 or 3 months. And I had been training like 3 or 4 times a week since the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
And we rolled, and I was beating him.
Oh.
But I felt...
Did you tap him?
I didn't.
Have you tapped a blue belt yet?
No, I haven't tapped anybody.
I thought you tapped a white belt, you said.
I haven't tapped anyone in a way that I count. I've gotten really close.
No one with stripes.
Okay, anyone who's like smaller than me or a woman or a kid, I'm not...
It's very sexist, Tommy.
I'm just saying, like... What the fuck do I do like bullying some little person? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where I want to tap somebody who's 20 pounds heavier than me and I consider...
Because that's the whole point of jiu-jitsu.
That's the point.
Is
I'm
that
not
you
gonna
be a smaller person and submit bigger people.
Also, I'm not in this game for the ego boost of like, yeah, I did this, I did that. I want to feel real.
Yeah.
I want to beat somebody and have it be like that, no bullshit. You know what I mean? They were trying, I was trying.
Yeah. I remember the first time I tapped a black belt. That was definitely one of the better feelings I've had in my life.
Oh, fuck, I can't imagine. I roll with the black belt at our gym sometimes, and I'm just like silly putty. Like the second I get within the radius, I'm just like, I can't move my arms. I can't feel my feet. Where am I? Where's my head?
Yeah.
Why am I licking my own asshole? What's going on right now? And that's why I like it. That's why I know it's real. But
it's fun to be dominated by stronger men.
Yeah. It kind of is. People don't talk about that.
It kind of is. It is. Like, there's a guy in my... He's an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Rob. I think I mentioned him to you before. He's got to be 68 now. He's definitely, like, late 60s, whatever. And just, like, white hair, just white chest hairs poking out of his gi. I mean, he's clearly juicing like a motherfucker. Let's be straight.
I have a question. I'm thinking about starting to juice.
Well, here.
Like, in a way that's not going to make me have tiny balls and, like,
well, here's the thing.
Rage at people.
Here's the thing. First of all, you're introducing testosterone, so rage is going to be there. But if you're, like, a nice person, like, I'm a pretty nice person.
I'm so nice.
Right? I'm a pretty nice person. But when my testosterone is fucking, I could be a fucking asshole.
Sure.
I could lose my shit.
Yeah, me too.
So.
It's normal.
So yeah, so the rage will be there, but unless you're like have a problem with rage in general, don't worry about the roid rage. The roid rage is only applies to people who are problematic with that anyway.
Good to know.
If you're a normal person, it'll be elevated because that's what testosterone does.
Well, that's what I want,
right?
Fine. I wouldn't mind a little more muscle, a little
more
sex
drive. In terms of the small balls,
I mean, I'm still young, but
I've only cycled testosterone once when I was doing.
Are you on any other like supplements? Or anything that is not testosterone, not steroids, but just like male enhancement of some kind.
No.
Interesting.
Like the Nugenix shit that...
I don't know what people are taking. I'm just wondering.
I just feel like Nugenix.
You got a good build, you know? You got a masculine build.
Yeah, but I got to start doing something about it. I want to go...
Because I know all these... I bet like Rogan, all of them, they're on taking shit.
Oh, yeah. Rogan, he's very out about it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on. So here's what I've learned about it.
I mean, and once you
it's also money, too. It's also a lot of money. So here's the thing with this is what I know. Your balls definitely shrink when you cycle testosterone a lot.
Who needs big-ass balls anyway?
That's the argument that they have is they go, I don't want my balls to be small. They're like, why? Who gives a shit? You have small balls.
You ever film them? Do you know they move?
They still move even
Call
when
back.
They're small. Big or small balls, they all move. So there's that's number one, is like, who cares if you have small balls? Because I have guys who are like, they look amazing, and they're like, my balls are like fucking acorns. They're like, my balls are like acorns, and they look good. So I'm like, yeah, that's great. Who cares? Second thing is, and then when you stop, but once you stop the testosterone, your balls are like, what do we, like, they
what do we
like,
do?
Rebuild
Your balls
from
have
scratch.
A little meeting.
Yeah, your balls have to... They're like fucking Afghanistan. They have to completely rebuild a government.
Damn.
So, now, the second thing is, you can take HCG or HGH...
HCG, okay.
...to counteract the ball smallness. So, there are things that you can take to actually counteract that your ball is going small, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, you can also do that.
But I
think if you just take testosterone, you're
setting
yourself
up for... Do
your
balls get small because your balls produce testosterone, and when you're producing it artificially, your balls feel the need not to?
Your balls like, what? I don't want to work.
Interesting. Okay.
Basically, the balls and testosterone are like what happened with the Gen Z people during COVID, right? They're like, okay. If the government's taking care of this, I'm not going to fucking work.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay home. Fucking rely on subsidies.
Oh my God.
So the testosterone injections.
These are dad jokes.
They're like
That's. I think that's what it is about the earlier one too. I'm like, this is a dad joke.
How is it a dad joke?
Yeah, you know these youngsters are all lazy and don't want to work.
Okay, fine.
Hey, come on.
How about this? It's like anybody during the pandemic. Okay, anybody. That's like a.
These,
that's a ball.
You know these
the
Gen balls, are all gay and lazy.
It's kind of true. They are kind of gay and lazy. I mean. They are gayer. They are lazier.
Shut up, Dad.
After Gen Z, you know what's going to happen?
What?
Gayer and lazier.
Gayer and lazier.
Then World War III, and everyone's going to be alpha.
Yeah.
After the war that your fucking generation started, men are going to be men again. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. It's all our fault.
Yeah. Wait, are you millennial or are you Gen Z?
I'm technically a millennial, yeah.
So it's not your generation. It's the generation under you.
I miss Gen Z.
It's so funny that you're looking at the Gen Zs going, look at these fucking pussies.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what will happen?
There's a benefit to being a fucking man with balls.
Speaking of men with balls, earlier you were talking about how the martial arts instructor, the black belt, didn't get into fights because he was courageous or something. And I was like, to me, that is the true mark of a true martial artist, is someone who never has to fight.
Yes, 100%.
Because there's something about the energy. I watch this guy's videos. He's a travel YouTuber. And he goes, his whole thing is like, I go to the most dangerous hood in Colombia.
Yeah.
I go to the favelas in Rio. He travels to the most dangerous places, the supposed dangerous places of Central America, Middle East, other places. And he just walks around. And he's kind of like, I bet he's like 6 foot. He's kind of built. He actually looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
In terms of build. And I know that he has a BJJ background.
Okay.
And nobody ever messes with him.
No.
Because he's just confident and friendly. And he just kind of like gives people a fist bump and he says, what's up?
Yeah.
And nobody messes with him. And it's almost like the thing protecting him
is
more than knowing how to fight is his aura.
But the aura is created because he knows how to fight.
Exactly. You can't fake the aura.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that to me, a true martial artist would never have to lift a finger. Because the aura would protect him. It's like chi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like something is generated from a person who knows
their abilities. We've talked about this before, right? Because I feel like if I walk, like, I've walked down the streets with, like, women before. Like, oh, this is a dangerous part of town or whatever. I'm like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm deluded. Now, I wouldn't feel that 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel that as a black belt. I feel like... If someone comes out with, first of all, if someone comes out with this gun, they want money. So we'll just give them whatever we have.
Yeah, the gun's going to trump it.
If they have a couple of knife, if they're not attacking us, they just want money.
But I sometimes feel like the aura.
But my point
can protect you from a gun.
Yeah, but my point is, so this never happened to me.
Right.
Guns are fucked. I'm saying, we'll walk down this street, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because subconsciously, I feel that people will look at me and go, that is not an easy mark.
No.
Whether it's because of how I walk or what my size, whatever, they're going to be like, this is going to be more trouble than it's worth.
That's why I want 15 pounds.
Yeah, but also...
That's why
if
I
you
wear
know,
loose jackets.
If you, you're like Chris Rock, like, if I'm in a movie with that, I'm wearing a... If I'm in open heart surgery, I'm wearing a sweater.
Yeah. That was funny. That was a good bit.
That was a good line. I play Pookie in New Jack City. So the point is, I think you, if you really want to go that direction, you need to do
judo.
You need to be testosterone a small amount, not a lot.
Mm.
You want your balls to work, and you want like HCG.
HCG,
which is what women produce when they're pregnant, or HGH.
Mm.
I can't do that shit because I can't afford it, and also I'm just a little too worried about it. But
yeah.
But I'm probably going to go. I mean, once I get like a little, I'm going to just do testosterone like weekly. Why not?
That's what I was thinking. I don't think I'm actually going to do it. I mean, at least not in my 20s.
Yeah, don't think you're 20s. Let your balls fucking work their balls off. Yeah.
I am going to get back into jiu-jitsu, though. I'm trying to get my blue belt by the end of the year. We'll see, though. I'm a little too lazy with it.
I don't know. That's a lot.
Maybe.
No, you can get a blue belt.
I'm getting better pretty fast.
Yeah, if you have to go like at least 3 to 4 times a week though.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, you can't be fucking around. You can't be fucking around. Like
I was going 3 4 times a week until I got injured, but now I'm back. And also, they don't tell you get injured so much. Like you're always a little injured. Like my neck, fuck. My neck is fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's fun. It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
You know, before I did jiu-jitsu, I was nothing but a yogi. That was all I did was a yoga. And I was, my body felt, my body was like, let me put it this way, my body was never in the way.
Yeah. I do sometimes think, what if I just took Muay Thai classes for like a year? It's striking, like I'm not getting the sparring element because I don't really want to get punched in the face. But I wouldn't mind getting punched in the face. I just don't want brain damage.
Yeah.
But there is like... I don't know.
I would love the idea of you coming back and fucking being fucking 15 pounds heavier and ripped and
I'm 15 pounds heavier and I just know all these
and
martial
just, like,
arts.
Deeper voice and just like, hey man, just fucking.
Those are the three things I said before I turned 30 that I'm trying to learn is I want to learn how to fight, I want to learn how to dance, and I want to learn a language.
Language.
And I'm my Spanish is like pretty good now.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you taking dance classes?
I'm trying to get into salsa classes.
Yeah.
I want to take like salsa, some like Latin dances and speak Spanish. And then I just want to like travel South America. I just really want to do that as like
I highly recommend all those things, Tommy. I think that's the move.
Yeah.
Learn how to dance.
Because South America is like a little dangerous, but it's not that dangerous.
Yeah. If you're black belt in jiu-jitsu and you can dance, you can travel the world. You'll have fun anywhere you go.
Ain't that dope?
That's dope as shit, son.
I'm just saying, what's cooler than the fact that you know, like, if you just learn how to dance, you can handle yourself in a fight. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the man that has been portrayed to me in all the movies can do these things.
Yeah. Even James Bond dances.
James Bond can, and you're allowed to just go learn how to be that guy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you try and do that?
Yeah.
Like, all these
Tommy,
dudes have
quit
no purpose.
Fucking around with chess. You fucking dork.
I like chess too, though. I think chess is part
chess.
Of it. Fuck chess.
Jiu-jitsu. Dancing. Language.
And learn how to play
surfing.
Spades. Yeah, surfing.
Surfing. That's it.
I feel like I'm a little too old for surfing.
Shut up!
Am I?
You're in your 20s. Shut your fuck up. Do you realize that I grew up white trash, so I didn't do anything until I was in my 30s? Yeah, I didn't start jiu-jitsu until I was in my 30s. I didn't start comedy until I was in my 30s. I didn't start anything until I was in my fucking 30s.
You didn't start comedy until you're 30s?
I was 30 when I started comedy.
How is that true? What were you doing in your 20s? Just musical theater?
I was an actor. I never did musical theater, you piece of shit. I was on soap operas, and I was doing Broadway and off-Broadway.
That's dope, though.
And I was teaching yoga.
Successfully, though.
And I was rollerblading around Manhattan.
Honestly,
and
I could have met 20s Bill.
I was a Kundalini instructor, bro.
Rollerblading, fucking,
teaching
being
Kundalini.
On TV. That sounds... Honestly,
I was doing Tantra, bro.
If we're just talking about from the perspective of like show from a showbiz perspective, you had a way cooler 20s than
I was a go-go dancer, too, dude.
Like, I wanted to be in all that shit, but I don't even know how to start. And I was like, I'm just trying to do comedy.
I was a go-go dancer. I owned an apartment in Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan, and I was on the soap opera and doing Broadway.
It's really cool.
It was pretty fucking dope.
It's enviable.
Like, and now it's all over.
I would have loved to do that shit. And
but you got a pretty fun life.
I got a great life.
You got a beautiful black girl you can see once every 3 months.
I've been saying my girlfriend's at sea whenever anyone asks. Where's Brandy? Oh, she's at sea.
You get to do comedy in some of the best pubs in town.
It's true. I get to like pop in once a month to cool clubs.
Yeah. It's good.
I got a lot of good friends. I'm pretty funny, like whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, we should wrap this up, Tommy.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. You've been a good to see you again. Good to catch up.
Yeah, for sure.
And thanks for listening, guys. If you're listening right now, we appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye bye.
This program is made possible for viewers like you.